posters are a really useful way of getting students to summarise a particular topic that they've been studying or researching. The size of the poster itself, the frame, provides a limit to how much material can be included. That material can be textual or imagery, and that again asks the students to think about the particular images that they're using, and also the layout on the screen, how best to get the message across within the limits of the poster. Glogster adds an extra feature, or a couple actually, because Glogster is a rich multimedia environment, so not only can the students add text and imagery, they can also introduce video or sound material too. So with a Glogster account, when a student creates the first Glog, they're presented with the sort of poster-sized frame within which to work. They can bring in graphics from a really extensive library of imagery that Glogster offers. That's all sort of clip art styly stuff. They can also add text, and again, you can manipulate the text and the images in various different ways. You can obviously move them on the screen, you can resize them, you can move them forwards and backwards over the top of each other and rotate them. That's all to be expected. The interesting bit is where you add images, videos or sounds, and you can do that by either uploading them if you've already got them stored on your computer. You can link to them and bring them in from elsewhere on the web if you've got a URL that you can use. Or indeed, if you've got a webcam or microphone attached, you can bring that material in live. So how useful will it be to get your students to comment on an image of a graph that they've taken during maybe a science experiment and actually record what their conclusions or findings actually are from that graph? They can also annotate over the top of things. So there's a draw feature, so you can use a cursor to sort of like, I suppose I almost add a little bit of graffiti, but highlight certain things and draw the viewer's attention to them. You wouldn't expect to be able to print this out, given that it contains rich multimedia. So the way that we allow users to view Glogs is online. And you can do that either by sending a link to the Glog or by embedding it on a web page. Students can create their own Glogster accounts, or if you choose to have a teacher account through Glogster Edu, then you can create the accounts for them, but that's a premium version and you have to pay for that. It's not ridiculously expensive, but do bear that in mind. It gives you a much greater degree of control. You can see what your students are working on. You can